I guess one of the most used theme, especially in Christianity, is charity. Love. What is really love? You see, Jesus' love is a gift to us. And by His radical self-giving in love, He has given us the greatest gift. In our gospel today, in John chapter 15, verse 7 to 16, Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." As I have loved you. As a human family, as a nation, as a community, and individually, we need to constantly go back and listen to that powerful words of Jesus. Love one another as I have loved you. There's so many problems in the world that the solution is simply charity. If we can only love more, if we can only truly love, many of the things that we are fighting, many of the things that we are holding in our hearts, grudges, hurts, pains, and even fears would simply vanish if we have love. Why is love so important? Why is love so important? We have heard so many things about love. In John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus, after the Last Supper, gave this commandment. "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." Why is love so important? Because the key to joy and happiness is love. It's love. When we have so much experience of unhappiness, we need to check our love batteries. Or sometimes we call it charity batteries. Probably our love for God is low bat. Probably our charity towards others is low bat. Check from time to time our love batteries, our charity batteries. You see, we can always make the sign of the cross and bless ourselves with the sign of the cross. We can always say, "Amen. Yes, Lord." We can even always sing, "Alleluia. Thanks be to God." And we can be baptized and enter the church. And we can even be part of building the walls of a church, of a cathedral, a basilica. But unless there is love, we're not truly what we truly proclaim, who we are. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, immediately after He gave that first commandment, new commandment, "Love one another as I have loved you." And then He said, "There is no greater love than this, friends, for one to lay down his life for his friends." Love is so important because without love, we cannot proclaim that we are disciples. And people will know that you are my disciples by the way you love. The first Christian in Antioch were called Christians because people see how they love one another. How I wish that we have our battery, love batteries, blinking every time it is low bat. And saying, charge, 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 charge. You need to charge. And we need to go back to the source of love, which is God. Second point and last point. You know, we should all be convicted by Jesus' love, by the love that He showed to us. God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, John 3:16. But how did God show this love to us? In John chapter 10, verse 11 and 12, in the fifth of the I Am revelation of God, He said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down His life for His friends. In our gospel today, John chapter 15, verse 12, love one another as I have loved you. And there is no greater love than this, than to lay down His life for His friends. Brothers and sisters, we should be convicted by God's love. How many of us are no longer convicted by the love of our parents? Don't experience that we should return the love for the love of our parents. How many of us are no longer convicted by the love of our spouses, by the love of the ones who love us, our family, our friends, those who pray for us? We don't experience sometimes that we need to respond to this love. One man during the Mass gave $1 in the collection. And the guy at the back tapped his side, his shoulder, and gave him $200. And he got the $200 and put it in the collection. And after some time, he was convicted by the generosity of the person behind him. That's when he received another tap and a whisper that said, by the way, those $200 fell from your pocket. He was convicted by the generosity of the other person. In the first reading in Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 48, the Jews were convicted because God did not show partiality over the Jews, the Gentiles, that He gave the Spirit to them, even if they were Gentiles. And the Jews were convicted. Really, God does not show partiality of His love. In the second reading, in the first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 10, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but He has loved us, and He has sent His Son as expiation for our sins. For our sins, my brothers and sisters. Every time we think that we are unloved, every time that we think that nobody loves us, please just go back and look at the cross. Because that radical giving of the Son of God is the greatest love that He had showed us. Sometimes we don't experience love because we have not loved enough. And because sometimes we have not loved truly. Our prayers this Sunday is very simple. Lord, teach us to love and to keep on loving. Lord, teach us to love more and to truly love. Please all stand.